but your eyes are full of fame. For your death was no mistake, you're my center. You are my center of gravity. You're the fire in my veins. You're the light of endless days. You see the broken reality, but your eyes are full of fame. For your death was no mistake. Jesus, my wondrous Savior, you went unchained on the rock of grace. You're a relentless Father. You don't give up hope on the lives that you
from beginning, and your purposes prevail. Victory is in your name. Jesus, my wondrous Savior, you went unchained on the rock of grace. You're a relentless Father. You don't give up hope on the lives that you of grace, you're a
is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
And all will see how.
Great are you, Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 26 onwards. Isaiah 40, verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of his might and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Hallelujah.
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes. So what I'm getting is, we don't belong to us anymore. It's Christ who lives in us. And we have been purchased, so we don't belong to us. It's Christ. So whatever we should do it for him and him alone.
Thank you, Manish. We started with declaring who is the center of our lives, you know, center of gravity. That's what sustains everything in this universe. And Jesus is the center of our gravity, our lives. You know, he is the cornerstone. And sometimes what happens in life, I know the analogies move, but stay with me. It's almost like the center of gravity can shift, or the cornerstone has gone a little wonky, and so what should be at right angles starts either growing like this, or like this, or like this, or like this. Do you get me? And every now and then, it's like a car goes into the garage and the engine is tuned, right? It's recalibrated. It's recalibrated against what, Sunit? You're the engineer, tell me. A standard, correct? Whatever the standard may be for that vehicle, right? And for us, what is our recalibration point? Jesus. How do we know? Even Jesus, you can say, you know, I think Jesus says this, I think Jesus says that, I think Jesus says that. The Word of God. The Word of God is our plumb line. That is where we recalibrate our lives. So when you say, oh, I'm not such a bad person, let's come to the calibration point. What is bad and what is good? Or you may say, I'm not so selfish. You know, what is selfish and what is giving? It's defined in the Bible. No longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. The life I now live, I live by Christ who gave himself for me. Right? I have been crucified with Christ. That is the point of giving. You say, love. Oh, I love. I'm very loving. You know? Okay, let's check against the calibration point. Love is patient. Am I patient? Love is kind. Oops. I wasn't kind to my neighbor. You know? You know all it. Love is patient, kind, enduring, long-suffering, keeps no count of wrong, and all of that. So maybe we need to, you know, it's a pit stop. We all need little servicing, little oiling, little tweaking, little retuning. So just spend a moment and say, Holy Spirit, what area of my life do you think I need some recalibration? Okay? Said the whole law is summed up in two commands. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then he says, love your neighbor as yourself. If we are fulfilling these two, we're doing good. But if we are finding that we are found wanting in any of these two, say, Holy Spirit, please recalibrate my heart. Be the cornerstone in my life, because when you're the cornerstone, everything falls in place. It's a good time to come to the best demonstration of love of all, and that is the cross.
Stop. by the Lord who lifted me.